Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Ma Palacio.
On Friday, the 8th of November, Her Excellency the Governor delivered the speech from the throne entitled A Fairer Bermuda for All. It was a message and occasion of empowerment and hope. The theme, A Fair Bermuda for All, embodies this government's commitment to putting fairness and equity at the core of our work, ensuring that our policies and services meet the needs of Bermudians.
Pensions, payroll taxes, financial literacy. These are a few of the Premier's topic points and changes when laying out the means of the throne speech.
Every Bermudian deserves access to fundamental financial tools, a bank account, a debit card, or online payments, without excessive hurdles or costs. However, this is not the case now, and a growing number of residents do not have access to basic banking services. Ensuring that Bermuda is more fair means ensuring that Bermudians can participate in the financial system. Additionally, we are advancing regulations that will cap bank fees. For too long, banks have reported bumper profits while Bermudians pay the price. This government will ensure that financial services are fair, accessible, and responsive to the needs of our people. And I'll just go off script for a second to just note that I received a message earlier today from a concerned resident who said they had received a check and their bank had charged them $40 to deposit that check.
This week and the weeks to come, the people of Bermuda will be engulfed in ministerial statements flushing out the hopeful plans of the government as they mentioned in the throne speech. Each minister will dive into their platforms, be questioned on funds, where the money will be allocated, how their goals align with the people of Bermuda, and what timelines these initiatives will have for their completion. Standing alongside the Premier first was the Minister, Tanae Ferbert.
This year, the Bermuda took a historic step, becoming the first overseas territory to extend the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. This initiative sets a strong foundation for us to advance our own Disabilities Act, an essential framework that ensures persons with disabilities are granted equal rights and access. In care isn't a privilege, it is necessary. That's why we are amending the financial assistance regulations to include a 100 monthly personal allowance. This addition will help seniors and persons with disabilities in care facilities maintain self-integrity and meet their daily needs. We recognize that housing insecurity is a complex issue affecting far too many Bermudians. To address this, the government has finalized a plan to end homelessness, which will soon be presented to the legislature.
In other news, the Bermuda Police Service conducted proactive patrols island-wide and responded to various calls for service during the Remembrance Day holiday weekend. They reported that there were no major incidents of antisocial behaviors reported. Of note, from Friday, the 8th of November, until Tuesday, the 12th of November, a total of 13 arrests were made for various offenses. In addition, 5 motorists were arrested on suspicion of impaired driving, with several tickets for traffic infractions also issued. As we enter into the festive season, the Bermuda Police Service once again reminds members of the public to socialize responsibly. Similarly, all motorists are urged to prioritize the safety of every road user by not operating a vehicle while intoxicated and by not speeding. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.